Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. It's the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this
wake
place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody. I said one, two, three.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida. I'm here in Danger Studios on Monday. It's Labor Day here in South Florida, across the country, I'd imagine. Special guest, our guest co-host, Jen Hellman's here with us, and Nico.
Hey, say hi, Nico. Hi, guys.
And Ciro Dobrik couldn't get up this morning. You know, it's funny. I called him. He's like, I forgot to set the alarm.
I know. I love that he even called to let you know that he won't be here. I really appreciate that kind of professionalism.
You know, when like you call in sick, you're like, I can't make it.
Right. Not even a call. We had to call and wake him up.
Yeah, I woke him up. So anyway, welcome to the show. And got a lot of exciting news. Like I mentioned to our Facebook Live people who are watching us where we do Facebook Live, we're going to be upgrading the studio. We're going to be on our TV. We're going to be in a TV channel on Roku. Eventually, okay. We're working on that right now, the details. But we're going to, you know, get cameras set up in here so we're not just filming off my iPad.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
Yeah. And so I think things are happening. And don't forget, you can listen to us at wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. And, of course, on iTunes. And Stitcher is supposed to get their head out of our ass. But at this point, I can care less. Stitcher, you don't want to carry us. Something's going on. Move on. People just go to the website, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean. Google it, and you should be able to hear it anywhere in the country. Let's start off with the concerning issue. You know, overnight, you know, we were worrying about this Irma. Everybody's talking about Harvey, who just completely screwed up Houston.
Harvey,
can you imagine?
Hurricane Harvey. It was tragic. It was horrible.
Now they got to worry about sewage, and they still show the video of the flooding there, and it's halfway over a house.
You know, what I don't understand is why people still stay. We didn't learn from Katrina to leave.
Well, that's a big thing. Houston's the fourth biggest city financially in the country, right? And a lot of jobs and everything. So, but you know, you're in low lining, and these people don't have flood insurance.
They don't have flood insurance.
I mean, if you're...
That's because it's... What is it? It's an expensive rider to add on to your policy?
So.
Why don't have people...
That's the thing. I never thought, like, flood insurance isn't like homeowner's insurance. Homeowner's insurance is expensive as hell. You know, I pay like $6,000 a year for homeowner's insurance.
Well, you're very wealthy, Dougie.
I'm not very wealthy. That's not fair.
Very wealthy.
Wealthy would be like a few hundred thousand in the bank, a million or two in retirement accounts. I don't have that. I mean, you know...
I do think that's part of the problem, though. People can't afford to leave. Although, you know what I was happy, not happy, but you know what I thought was interesting about the Harvey flood?
Right.
Is that, you know, when that thing happened in Katrina, it was a race, people made it a racial thing. And
Bush hates black people.
Right. It was a black issue. And there were a lot of white faces I see on the news and the rescues, and they still did as best of a job as they could to get in and rescue people. It's a messy situation. It's not easy just to get in and save people. You can't, you know, everybody can Monday morning quarterback on what should have happened.
Don't you think there's a lot of Monday morning quarterbacks in this country
there's
now?
There's a lot of Monday morning and Tuesday morning.
Yeah, just armchair quarterbacks that think they know better. They critique. We're a country of critiquers.
Right. We're very judgy. We're a very judgy society. But to me, when I see a lot of, you know, white, I don't think that Katrina may not have been a racial thing. It's just the area that got flooded. They did just as, you know, they didn't do a great job getting in for you can't. There's water.
Yeah. Well, it's like people are starting with, thank God, like what we found out is that the government handled this very well. And people thought that, you know, President Trump didn't have a FEMA director, you know, like that would have mattered. But basically the response that everybody's basically saying how it was a, they've done a great job. I mean, for this big old shit pot. So everybody's going to sit back like, oh, the black, it, you know, and the funniest part of this whole thing was this Joel Osteen thing.
Oh, yeah, with the church, what, he wouldn't let people in the church, but that wasn't true, right? That was just because it was flooded out front.
Well, that's still the, that's the debate whether or not it was flooded, whether or not, you know, and he could take people in, or he thought, I don't want to, you know, listen, if I have a huge, you think a guy like that's going to do what Jesus would do and let everybody in, but
yeah.
If anybody wants to have some reservations of whether or not you want to let all these people in your house, in your big mega church, just think about what happened to the Silver Dome.
Right, right. Well, I thought about that maybe, but you know what I think? I mean, do you think they called Joel Osteen, or do you think they called over to the church and someone, general manager, was like, no, we can't. I mean, you think Joel Osteen?
I just don't think, I couldn't imagine the guy. And here's the thing, they're bad-mouthing this guy. And, you know, I mean, everybody, like, you know, we're in a day and age where we are demonizing people of faith. You know, if you believe in God and you believe in, you have faith and you're
right,
archaic.
You're a racist.
Yeah, you're archaic, or you're
right. If you love God, yeah. You're a racist.
If you pray, you must be like a devil worshiper.
Right.
You know, and I don't know. It's just, again, it's part of this whole overly critical, judgmental society that 95% of these people that are casting dispersions and making judgments of others, if we were to sit there and look at their own shit, you know, they screw up on a daily basis.
Yeah. Well, we're sheep. We're a society of sheep.
Right.
I mean, people get concerned, you know, about, like, even during the election, about Donald Trump grabbing at women. If they put that much concern into what their daughters are putting on Instagram.
Yeah, they would.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that, but I'm just saying. But we're a very judgy society, except when it comes to ourselves.
Yeah, judge thyself. Worry about thyself. If this country, if everybody in this country spent that much time worrying about themselves than others, we might get somewhere.
You know what else I don't get is the radical, like, okay, the people are fighting for the freedom to be able to be who we are and think what we think unless you don't agree with them. Like, you know, and I was watching CNN or one of those, I don't know, Fox News, and they were talking about the analysts being wrong about the election,
right.
About how could they get it so wrong about Trump. But I thought it was a perfect example of people. No, it was, you were, people were afraid to express what they were really thinking.
Right.
Which is very, like, they talk about Nazi Germany, you know. It's the same thing. They were afraid to express because of the visceral reaction to saying that they like Trump or they want things different. And the reaction is so visceral that they were forced to not hide what they were really feeling. But in privacy, they voted for what they wanted.
Yeah. I mean, let's
face it. Isn't
that
ironic?
I think that was a big case of why those polls didn't work. Because, you know, no one's going to, you know, even nowadays when somebody brings up politics, you know, it's. I'm like, people ask me questions. I'm like, that's not a subject I'm going to talk about. Oh, because you support Trump? I'm like,
right.
No, because what I don't want one way or the other is to watch you judge me on whatever I think.
Right.
One way or the other. And it's the same thing with religion. You know, I had somebody not too long ago ask me, do you believe in God? I go, yeah. He goes, how can you believe in God? And I go, really? I go, how can you question me for believing in God? 95% of the world believes in God. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not like, do I, you know, it's just the stupidest thing in the world. And just people are the righteous know-it-alls. And, you know, this was said, you know, if you did read the Bible and you went to religious classes and stuff, that's what they said. When the people start losing faith, that's when we're getting ready to, you know, have El Diablo run things.
Right. So that's why we're just here at the Dougie Show saying we're not preparing for Irma. We're preparing for an apocalypse.
Right. Right. Who's got time for a hurricane you know, the fire and brimstone?
Right.
You know, the angels are going to the first trumpet will blow and fire will fall from the sky. I think that's Ezekiel.
And frogs. Isn't
frogs.
There something with frogs?
There's some frogs.
Frogs. And...
Which is bad for dog owners.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Nico, don't go near
your dog
frogs.
Doesn't chase frogs, does
don't
it?
Don't go near. No. You know, he doesn't chase anything.
Yeah. He just sits there.
His feet seldomly even touch the ground, actually.
No, you don't let that dog down.
He chases after treats.
Does he? Yeah.
Steak. Yeah.
My dog. You saw my dog, by the way. I put a video on Facebook that my dog, who had a stroke and lost the use of her rear left leg, is now using it.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, and I feel bad because we were thinking, we're almost going to put her down. We're like, poor girl, she has diabetes. She's blind.
Right.
You know, she's 12 years old already. And I think she heard that and she's like, fuck that. I'm going to walk.
I'm going to show you guys what I can do. I'm going to fight.
Next thing you know, she's on a tightrope. You know, she's like singing
she's
songs.
She's walking on her back legs. She wants to join the circus.
Yeah, she's jumping through hoops. I ain't going anywhere, bitch. So we're happy with the dog and, you know, it's just touching.
That's great.
You know. Any rate. So we're all worried about this Irma thing. You know, I want to go to Vegas. World Series of Comedy next week. Coming up. Actually, next week? Is it next week?
Next Tuesday you fly out.
Yeah, week.
What am I? You're like, I'm your work wife?
I know, you're like...
Tuesday you fly to Vegas.
Next Tuesday, flying to Vegas, I'll be at the El Cortez Hotel where they're having it this year. I understand this will be the last year we're in Vegas. They're thinking about moving it to the east side at some casino, like a casino somewhere, like an Indian casino somewhere.
Well, that makes sense. A World Series of Comedy, World Series of Poker.
Right.
It should be in a...
Well, yeah, and we had it. They moved it. They changed the dates a few times. But looking forward to it, and just wondering, somebody asked, how many times you're going to do it? I don't know if I'm going to do the World Series main event. It's like for a comic, it's like almost like summer camp. You get to hang out with a bunch of people. You have fun, you know, and...
it's industry.
It's right, and you get to hang out and stuff.
Industry.
But I've been there a few times now, and we'll see what happens next year. All right, so... We got this. We got to worry about this Hurricane Irma coming. Hopefully, you know, God forbid, imagine if it went underneath Florida and back into Houston. Ugh, could you imagine if another hurricane hit?
I don't think any of the models are showing Houston, but what it is showing is it's going to hit the west coast of Florida,
right.
Which.
Yeah, those guys.
Other than having a few comedy venues, we don't really care much about the west coast of Florida.
I know.
And then it's going to shoot up the center. Now, if you remember, wasn't there a hurricane like 6 years or like 12 years ago? One of the ones that was supposed to go up and it came directly across the state?
Well, Wilma hit us like that.
Yeah, right?
Remember? Like Wilma came out of nowhere. It was in the Gulf and it like went up the tip. And it was like, it was nothing. It was like a hurricane one or something. And then it built right after it left Cuba and then went across into the Gulf. It hit, like went right through. It went right over
right
us.
Right across the state. So what my point is they don't know. And we know that. So they have no idea. They never know. I wish I could get paid to be that wrong.
I know.
At work.
I know. As a financial, well, you know, sometimes I get that.
Yeah.
I should get that levity as a financial planner. It's like, you know, you didn't think, you know, it's again, that's hindsight. The people like, how come you didn't know the market was going to fall? I'm like, what the fuck, you know, like
or be able to just throw a smile on your face and be like, hey, with your $100,000, it might increase 20%. It might go down 20%. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. Good luck with it. Well, we hope. I mean, like I said, I was a little upset because last night I thought, you know, even some other people said, oh, are you going to evacuate? Am I going to evacuate? Who evacuates during a, you know what I mean? I mean, it's the only good thing about...
Well, maybe like you should evacuate. Look at Houston. That's the attitude that leads to issues like in Houston.
We're so inland here, though. I'm not worried about flooding here.
Do you feel like you're... Yeah, but flooding has nothing to do with like surge. It depends on the...
We're like 20 miles from the coast. I mean, if we get flooded here...
I know, but what happens is, if let's say it's a slow-moving storm. You know,
yeah.
It's just like dumping rain. And do we have levees in Florida? I don't even know what a levee is.
Yeah, you know, they have like out by the... When you draw Sawgrass Expressway, which those of you aren't in Florida, there's like a highway that goes right on the edge of where the Everglades are and the swamps where housing stops, in a sense. And they have like water... They have Florida, and compared to Houston, what I've understood, I recently read, Florida has an incredible water system where they, you know, they...
Oh, good, because our schools suck, but at least our water system
blows,
is good,
but
right.
We don't get flooding.
Right.
Because people here are too stupid to figure it out. Water's rising, what should I do?
Our kids are dumb, but have you seen our water system?
But that's what they do. Like, in they see something happening, they'll say, okay, let's let less water in the canal system. So when the water, you know, drains off, and although when we had Wilma here, somebody, literally Wilma went right over us, right? So the first part of the storm was pretty scary. The second was worse. But I guess during the first part of the storm, so much flooding started coming up around the neighborhood because there was all this debris next to the drain, you know, in the street.
So
the street started flooding. So during the eye, you know, a lot of the neighbors went out there and they're like,
wasn't that fun? That was so eerie, wasn't it?
But there's a guy who died in Coral Springs. because he went out during the hurricane, you know, the eye, and he tried to fix something. A tree branch fell on his head.
Oh, that was destiny. Speaking of freak accidents, did you know that there were a number of freak accidents associated with the solar eclipse? And not only that, but I think a couple of them were actually people from this local area.
Really?
I did not realize that somebody that I knew there. Yeah. Well, it started with the guy from Delray.
Right.
Who was like a great guy, love of, with him and his love of his life.
Right.
They went to go see the solar eclipse.
Like they left Florida.
They left Florida. They went on a motorcycle ride and a truck hit them. And he died. He was like, they're like salt of the earth people.
I thought you were going to say a Mitsubishi eclipse hit him.
No, no. He went to go see the solar eclipse. And I'm like, God, that what a freak. What that horrible thing happened to somebody so great. But then I was looking into it more. And there was another couple who went, where were they? In Idaho. Hmm. There were. So anyway, my point is, not only did it affect us locally, but there were a number of freak accident deaths, one by boat, another couple fell off a mountain going to see the solar eclipse.
Yeah, well.
Do I sound nuts? I don't know. I think that's really wild. And they were all kind of, like I said, salt of the earth people.
Meaning they were really good people?
They were salt of the earth. I mean, like, they probably, go both ways.
Yeah.
No, actually, I don't want to Sean is from this town, from Delray Beach. It's not even funny.
I mean, there was people thinking major shit was going to happen. South Carolina was preparing for the return of the Lizard Man. Supposedly during Total Eclipses, the Lizard Man shows up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The Lizard Man, the Loch Ness Monster, they all came out.
Yeah. Lizard Man could just be a guy with tattoos. You know, just be some guy with tattoos and, you know, putting shit on his head. You know, these people like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you ever run yeah. You ever run into somebody with a face tattoo?
Yeah, I have a few friends with face
really?
Tattoos. Yeah.
Oh my God. Not too long ago, I was at a venue and this guy had a face tattoo and he kept talking about it. It's like, dude, you don't have to point out the fact that you have a face tattoo. I'm looking at you.
Well, that's the whole thing with tattoos. You know, it's become a thing. Now, I say this with no, I mean, I have some friends who are genuinely unique individuals.
Right.
Remember, because when we grew up, somebody covered in tattoos, that was like a unique thing.
Right.
That was original.
Now it's
become less original. I actually feel bad for some of my friends who, I mean, some of them are, you know, it's original. But on the other hand, sometimes when I'm in the gym and I see some of these other people, I feel like they're trying to be independent, but yet there's no other greater form of look at me. Like, I'm so confident with all my tattoos,
right.
But what greater form of look at me is there than a fucking tattoo all over your body?
It used to be a rebel thing, right? Like, you had it because you're a biker, or you're military, or somebody. I mean, you know, and that was it. Now you get, like, I always feel bad for the people I see with tribal tattoos. Cause that was the big thing.
Yes.
And now you got a stupid tribal tattoo.
I have a Chinese symbol on my back, and I love it. But then I'm like, it dates me. I know.
Right.
Like, and I even thought about covering it up. I'm thinking about covering it up because my whole cancer thing. But
I mean,
I don't regret it. But it's little.
I have a dragon on my leg.
Do you?
Yeah. And people say, what's the significance of that? Well, I've been in martial arts all my life, and it's on my left shin because that's the body part that would knock people the fuck out when I used to fight.
Okay.
It was my sneaky left.
That's pretty cool. Has me. Yeah, mine says love. People automatically assume that I have it like with someone else out there in the world, but I don't. I actually got it because there was actually a time in college where I swore.
Yeah.
I was the ambassador of love.
Yeah.
That was my purpose in this world.
I'm going to spread love.
I am the ambassador of love in this world.
It's funny you should say that. I got really high. Well, this is years and years ago. I was really high one time in my apartment with my girlfriend and a buddy. And we heard the song Right Now from Van Halen.
Right now.
Hey, Joe, tomorrow. Nah. And I was like, really, I was so high. And I was like, this is it, man. This is when the youth have to get together and change this world. And I was like that for like a month, and I realized, nah, it's not going to
be shit. Right, I know. You'll get moved to do some stuff in your 20s.
Yeah. By the way, what's up, Jeff Anderson, one of our regular listeners?
I love Jeff Anderson. Hi. And I also know I have to give a shout out to my mom, who even takes the time on my podcast to tell me
that
she loves me to the moon and back.
Nice.
And I love you, Mom.
That's so nice of Mom.
I do. I love my mother.
Another story that was gripping the airwaves over the last few days was this woman and this nurse in Salt Lake City. Did you see this woman get arrested? She was a nurse in Salt Lake City, and a police officer arrested her because she wouldn't draw blood of an unconscious patient.
Yeah, I saw that briefly. Okay, why wouldn't she draw the blood of the unconscious?
Supposedly because the rules of the hospital are, unless if somebody comes in through police, like there was an accident, and from what I saw, if I saw it correctly, it was like a semi truck blew up, and I don't know if it was the car or the semi truck driver who did, but I don't know. There must have been a mortality. Somebody died. There was a horrific accident. So when he was this person was in the emergency room, he was unconscious, and the police officer wanted to have them draw blood. I'm assuming to test the toxicity of the blood, see if the person was, you know, because if somebody had died.
Right, that's evidence.
You want to. Now, I guess the hotel, the hospital has rules that A, unless the victim or the patient is under arrest or consents, or there's a couple different caveats to whether or not they can draw, they can't draw blood without the consent of the patient.
Okay.
And supposedly it's hospital rules. Now, the hooplehead cop, you know, he may have been overzealous and he'd been a little
out of pocket.
Yeah, he may have been out of line and didn't follow procedure.
Sounds about right.
He manhandled the poor nurse like she was going to go anywhere because she was testing his, you know, and she, if you watch the video, she was pretty like, had it sounded like her supervisor was on the phone and like, look, this isn't the supervisor.
This is
like,
their policy.
You're making a big mistake here, officer. And he made a big mistake. And you know, listen, this guy made a mistake. What I have a problem with is all these fucking liberals that all of a sudden will go on and see something like this and just badmouth every cop. Like,
right.
See,
I don't
cops
like the generalization.
Are? I'm like,
yeah.
You fucking asshole. You know, for that one cop that did that stupid move, there's hundreds, if not thousands of cops in the last week that risked their life to save schmucks like you. So let's not, you know, you don't want people to be racist and be, you know, and say, oh, that black guy just stole something. So you don't want to do that. And you don't want to do that with like cops. You don't say, look, one bad cop. Listen, I can assure you in every profession, there's one bad everything.
Right. There's always a bad apple.
Right. There's always, you know, it doesn't matter.
They ruin the batch.
That's it. That's the way it goes. So stop overgeneralizing with this, you know, with this bullshit. You know,
but what is in those specific situations? And I feel the same way. I love the police. I respect what they do. We need them. But what are with these situations where cops aren't able to defuse situations calmly? I mean, even with the situation, you know, a lot of times a lot of people feel like, well, do what the police say, like with the Black Lives Matter movement, people who oppose it say, yeah, but if a cop tells you to stop, put your hands up, which I agree with. Listen, you know, if the police tell you to do something, comply. However, if somebody isn't compliant, I would think that a cop should be trained to be able to defuse a situation like that without killing somebody.
Well,
like it's
you
not
agree.
Worth their life yeah. not complying.
Right. Well, that's the thing. The elevation. Like I've worked with police officers. I've done those. I've been on the. Been in a situation, you know, you go out with them and you deal with that split moment thinking you have to make decisions.
Right.
It's
you don't know what you're walking into.
You know, people always say, why don't you tase them? Why don't you use that tier? You know, listen, I've been in security. I'm a professional security worker. I carried a gun and I've been in altercations, been shot at people. I can assure you that even when you shoot at people, like some people say, why not shoot him in the leg? I've been in a situation. This was in Texas when I was in my 20s with this group, and the guy got shot. The guy shot him in the leg. The guy still came at him and stabbed, put a knife in this guy's chest. Thank God the guy lived. The guy, you know, the security guy got shot.
Right.
But you can't. So it's hard to make that decision. Number one. But yeah, listen.
I don't know what the solution is. I'm not a trained, but I would think that part of being a police officer, part of your training would be able to defuse a situation without killing somebody. I'm just looking.
Randy. But I mean, here's the thing. You have to listen in all professions, especially in police, when you have that type of situation where you can wield the power of taking life. You do need training. You do need to, like I did that years ago. I used to work under Joe Hess with the Broward Sheriff's Office, different police departments, where I would train them how to use their PR-24. The PR-24 is that nightstick with a handle on the side.
Ooh,
and for the most part, cops will just hit you on the fucking head with it. But that's such an incredible weapon that you can use it to hold people, subdue them without, you know, cracking their skull open. So that was part of what I did. I used to train them how to use it in a non-lethal manner, you know, because it's just the way it is. So, yeah, it's hard. And I would never want to be a cop. Listen, to have to go out there every day, it's almost like being a referee. You got so much on the line and nobody likes you. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what you do. No one's going to care about you. Everybody's going to hate you.
Right. I don't even like being in a position of authority with my friend's kids.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want to be around your children.
I just think that, you know, listen, let's deal with the cops that mess up. They should, you know, they should be taken off. And but and to keep that shit from happening, training and learning, you know, if somebody's having a bad day, you know, because the problem with being a cop, I mean, would you ever go out with a cop? Would you ever marry a cop?
Well, I smoke too much weed to go out with a cop, but no, I would never go out with a cop. I shouldn't say never. I dated a cop one time in college. He also happened to have a girlfriend, which was weird.
They usually do.
Yeah. So, I don't think I would date a cop just because they're usually not my type. I don't know. What I don't want
to. It's just a lot.
Somewhere out there, just the stress of it.
The stress of it. Like
I like when my boy. I would like my boyfriend to dress up as a cop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, why not? Like, you know.
Sure. Little, that I would. I would date that cop.
A guy in the uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my guy in the uniform. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Dress him as a cop, like a nurse, like a nurse outfit.
Right.
That would be sexy.
Or yeah, I could be. Yeah, I could be like, oh, what happened?
Yeah. Oh, I shot off. Somebody kicked me in the nuts.
Right.
But. But listen, that's it's a tough thing to do that. And like I said, stop being so judgmental until you've been in those shoes. And again, like I said, there's bad cops. I've met a few of them, you know. And trust me, when I used to do these trainings, there a lot of them are full of themselves. But if you're going to be out there risking your own life on it every day, you kind of develop this thick skin. You need some thick skin.
I actually had a traffic cop. I couldn't make a left into my neighborhood. They were doing some work. The cops were out there. I was going to make a left. He didn't want me to make a left. And I wanted to ask him. I rolled down my window to ask, you know, where do I go if I can't go this way? And he starts screaming at me,
right,
like completely inappropriately. So, ma'am, go.
Right.
You got to go. And I'm thinking, hold on. If this is how you handle a traffic situation, like, what do you do when you're actually in like a hostile situation? Like you can't even keep it together with a...
Like I've been in that situation where the cops are telling you to go this way and you want to make a left because... And you're like, what's up? Can I go this way? And the guy goes, go that fucking way. You're like,
yeah,
all right.
And they lose their shit. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought about reporting him, but I live in a very small town.
Yeah.
So I didn't want any repercussions. Let's do what you want with that information, North Palm Village. But yeah, I was like, if this... But you know what? Then I think, wait a minute.
You're probably like the 19th.
Well,
person.
Let's say I don't say anything. And then a few weeks later, you have another episode where a cop kills a black guy and they're trying to prove whether he was aggressive or not. And there's nothing on his record because I never recorded the fact that this guy couldn't even keep his shit together on a traffic.
Yeah. Well, you would think, right? You would think that they have to report and that's what internal affairs. But that you got, there's people that, you know, once they have too much stress, you know, they got to be pulled off the, you know, get off the
right,
beat a
little
bit.
Right, like he's losing
you know.
It.
Yeah,
he's
somebody's,
losing it.
Somebody, and you know, and you're right, cops, I did a joke one time and there's a bunch of cops at a show and I even said that, I go, some of you cops are here with your wives and some of you are here with your girlfriends.
Right, exactly.
Because, you know, every cop's known to have a girl on the
side. I know, you know what, that is my experience. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of great police officers who are maintain the sanctity of their home, but
Starsky and Hutch.
I sure have definitely met a few who don't.
Yeah. Those guys are, you know, but listen.
You know, that's with any, you know, really, is it because they're cops? That's with any.
Every profession.
I take that generalization back.
Yeah.
I'd like to generalize men. Okay, let's just say all men.
Yeah, all of us scumbags.
Just kidding.
Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with Jen Hellman and Nico. Ciro Dobrik is home.
Take my door.
Coughing. Up along, I think. And we come back, we'll have Straight from the Headlines. We've got plenty of stories for you to laugh at, we hope, right after this.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, because it's late, and I just woke up.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. You know, because that's what we do. Here's a story. This big thing's happening out there in the West Coast, the Burning Man. Did you hear about this?
Oh, yes. I've always wanted to go to that.
Now, I've heard of it. It seems like a bunch of hippies getting together and running around the desert.
It is a festival of expression.
Really?
And however you interpret expression, yeah. Which might be through art or wearing a fig leaf and a headdress and boots.
Right.
It is what it is. It's a. I actually thought about doing. I looked into doing a comedy booth.
Really?
In the desert there.
Ugh.
I don't know how that would go over. I missed the deadline. But maybe next year. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe we'll do it for Comics Crushing Cancer. We'll do a thing. But it's something I've always wanted to go to. I'd like to be a little skinnier if I go because I'm going to, you know. You ever see the pictures? I mean, the women are like gorgeous.
Are they?
Yeah. I mean, they're dressed, you know, but you put like, you know, you can dress however you want and wear like very like expressive.
Yeah. It's almost like to me, it looks like everybody's dressed like Indians or like, like you know, the Aztecians and. Like, you know, like primate. Now, here's a story.
You can drink.
And as I watch people out there in the middle of the desert and they're on bicycles and stuff. I guess that's smart. You don't want to be walking home in the desert.
No.
Reveler who leapt into flames of blazing effigy in front of 70,000 stunned Burning Man Festival goers has died.
Oh, no. That's like the worst thing that could possibly happen.
That's the thing.
Burning
you get
Man.
All high.
Although,
you
that's
go,
ironic.
I'm going to run through a fire. Yeah,
right. There's irony there, right? Yeah. That he burned himself at Burning Man.
The man
it's not
who,
so literal, dude.
The man who evaded several rangers and security guards to leap into the Burning Man effigy has died. He was pulled from the burning structure and treated on scene before he was airlifted to the burn center. Approximately 70,000 people from all over the world gathered for the festival in Nevada's Black Rock Desert. Yeah.
That's really sad that somebody burns.
Now, you know he's high. You know he's
probably. You know, he might be doing like peyote or what's the new everybody's doing
Wasaka. What's it called?
Yeah, I have a friend who's really into it. Ayahuasca.
Yeah, that's
yeah. You like shit yourself and throw up. And
What's his name? The comedian Mike Kaplan is big.
Oh,
than that.
MYK. I love Mike Kaplan.
Yeah, he was here.
By the way, Mike Kaplan, I know you're listening to the podcast. Comics Crushing Cancer followed you, and you really should follow us back. Anyway,
ayahuasca. That's what it is. Yeah.
Did somebody help us out with that, or did
my
you...
stepdaughter did it when she was in Peru? But it was like you know you have to go with a shaman and all that kind of stuff and this kind of thing. But...
I have a couple girlfriends who did it.
Yeah,
they had like a whole little, and she keeps doing it.
Really?
Yeah, ayahuasca parties.
It's real important to have a shaman. A shaman that knows what they're doing.
Yes, very important because it's going to take you into the depths. I mean, it sounds horrible. If you actually look it up online, you know, you can expect like terror and fear beyond anything you've ever imagined.
You need some guidance.
Vomiting, uncontrollably shitting yourself. I'm sorry, but I just...
Heck pass on that one.
I will pay a copay and go talk to my therapist and try to work my shit out before I'll do that.
Sheriff says a man was rescued by the firefighters and later died at the UC Davis Hospital Burn Center in California. He has been identified as Aaron Joel Mitchell, 41, who grew up in McAllister, Oklahoma. Well, you know why he was bored.
Yeah.
But was living in Switzerland, according to the news. The 9-day event culminates with burning of a towering 40-foot effigy made of wood.
Yeah, have you ever seen it?
Yeah. Is that like the Bohemian? Remember that where all the supposedly the Illuminati go? The Bohemian that private secret group. It's the Bohemians. They have that big retreat once a year.
Oh wait,
and it's
is
all
that
secret.
The one that the rappers messed up?
No,
everybody
that was
got there. What was that?
Yeah, that was the fringe, something stupid like that. The guy tried to do out in Bahamas.
Yeah, I know people who went to that.
Yeah, they spent $2,500.
Yeah, at least
to eat like cheese and bologna.
Yeah, nothing was prepared. So that's not what that is.
That guy's
getting sued. It was rappers, like big rappers, right?
Yeah, nobody showed up though. Festival organizers didn't immediately respond when asked about this situation. The 9-day festival in northern Nevada was briefly hampered when a lightning sparked wildfire temporarily shut down the Burning Man's travel route last week. Well, it's oddly enough when fire. And they have a picture of this guy running into the fire. He's dressed. He looks like he's in good shape. I mean, who hasn't done that? Like, you put your hand over fire. Like, look at me.
Yeah,
you
through
know.
The flame, but.
But to run through it.
I mean, doesn't Anthony Robbins do a whole thing where you walk across the coals?
Yeah, people get screwed up on that. I've walked on coals. You ever done that?
No.
I've done that. I've walked on broken glass.
No, I've never done that because I know better.
Yeah. Well, I walked on hot coals, and it was hot.
I was looking for water, Jake. because I was choking. He's, what is she looking for? I was looking.
By the way, people ask what happens at the Burning Man. Here's an activity list for those who want to know what happens at the Burning Man Festival. And you would imagine it's, you know, there's some things in here that are, you know.
No, like I said, it's art about people. It's like an expression, however you see it.
Yeah, but they have all kinds of things. Like, let's see some of the things they have
here.
Yeah,
what did they have this
year?
They
have a unicorn cycling workout.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever ridden a unicorn? You have ever done it in a deep playa? Well, it is. We know you haven't. And we're going to fix that. Unicorn cycling workout is a unique experience of riding a flock of unicorns in the deep playa with an unquestionable benefit to your health. I didn't know any unicorns existed.
I didn't either. I'm pretty sure. But maybe there's jackrabbits too.
I think I went to a carnival one time that said it was a unicorn. It was really just a goat with one horn. Slutty mini golf. Come play a round of slutty mini golf. Take points off your golf game by completing slutty tasks.
I love that.
That's
See,
nice.
That's an art. That's an expression of
love.
Of love, and
right,
and stop slut shaming.
Right.
That's
Listen,
how I interpret it.
Don't get mad at sluts. Everybody needs a slut.
Right. Stop slut shaming. Stop
yeah.
it. Stop.
Let the sluts be sluts, man. Dougie and Jen, happy Labor Day. Go to take the kids out. Well, thanks for joining us, Peter. Yeah, hey, listen, yeah, I'll give you a better score on hole number 8 if you just
right.
blow me.
That sounds like a bad memory.
The bad idea bar.
High school.
Ever have a really bad idea, a really, really stupid idea? We want all of them. We love bad ideas, and I think they are worth a drink. So all you got to do is go to the bar and have a real bad idea.
I love that.
Right?
Expression. Yeah, no, I'm all about it. I have so many bad ideas.
So I'm sure somebody told the guy who invented the pet rock it was a dumb idea.
Yeah, and people bought it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Shit made millions.
There are probably a lot of people he went to and was like, oh, I'm going to do this thing. It's going to be a rock, but it's going to be like a pet rock.
Right. Going to put a little face on it. Tongue pop challenge. Know what they mean?
I think so.
Oddly enough, a guy from Africa won.
Ah, get it. Swahili.
Hey. Do you know how to tongue pop? Then we want you. Think how you can be louder than reigning camp champs Popeye and Burst Mode. The winner, a fantastic prize. The loser, sachet away. Polygasms, get yours. Come over to our exclusive facility. We provide the best equipment and instruction. There is for a creative essential existential growth of polygasms. What's that?
Oh, multiple orgasms.
Polygasms, yeah. That was too simple.
See, poly is the word for many, and
yeah.
gasms is for...
I have one big one.
Or...
That's it. Just boom. That's
well,
it.
That's it? Just one?
Yeah. One time my father-in-law was trying to... I hope my wife isn't saying things to my father-in-law. He's like, dog, you have to hold back, you know? You have to... No one wants to go watch a fireworks show and watch grand finale in 2 minutes, you know?
This is the conversation you think she might have had with your father-in-law?
Yeah, like, what? Why is this, why all of a sudden, why is he giving me, you know, he's like, you need to think of a thing like a baseball. You need to think of like a Hillary Clinton naked. You know. Here's one that sounds interesting. A spank bank.
Where people can just come and jerk off?
Well, you can get spanked.
Oh.
Like spanking. Whoops. Spanking. Not, you know, I don't know. I mean... I used to be a spanker. Like my girl's like spanking.
Yeah.
But I haven't done it in a while. I tried it the other night. My wife's like, oh, you know, you cup your hand. You got to cup your
but
hand.
She liked you. It.
Yeah, of course she did.
Yeah, women like a good spank.
Yeah, like not like a beating.
Mm.
You don't have to like open fist like, you know.
No.
Like
good...
Chris Browner.
Yeah, you could even do the mush. The mush is where you just kind of mush her face.
Down, yeah, like squish your face into the pillow.
Yeah, it's almost like a slap.
Like pulling
no,
hair.
It's kind of
pulling,
like a slap.
Girls like pulling
girls
hair.
Girls like their hair pulled.
Yeah.
They may not know it,
yeah,
but most of them like it.
Guys, if you're going to have sex with your girl this next 2 days, pull her hair.
Yeah.
You know, it's always, and grab it at the scalp and like, yeah, and look at her and give her a fucking look.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not something, you got to commit to it. That's not something you just kind of like half go for. You don't just do like a little tug. Or you can't be nervous with any of those
things.
Yeah,
you don't want to be tentative.
You can't be like
yeah.
pensive.
Yeah.
If you're going to do the slap, do the slap.
Yeah,
if you're going to pull the hair, but don't be pensive
guys
about
are like,
it.
Guys like, ah, the slap, like, no.
Eh. Or, but at the same time, don't go, you don't want to slap too hard because yeah. if she doesn't like it.
You don't want to be heavy-handed, leave a bruise.
What girl doesn't like it, though? There yeah. are some, right?
There's some girls
who find it like disrespectful. They feel like it's being like degrading.
I remember a long time ago in college, I spanked a girl and then she started crying.
And I
realized that she was probably being like molested. You know what I mean?
Oh, God, that would be uncomfortable. You shouldn't. There are no room for tears and sex unless you're crying from joy.
I remember I was like, oh, this is bad. And then another guy I knew ended up having sex with told me he had the same thing. So we kind of equivocated that she was probably like molested by her uncle.
Yeah.
And she kept saying, call me uncle.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be it.
Yeah. Bill Murray Happy Hour. Come pick from Bill Murray's favorite drinks at the Dusty Bum. Drama Dump and Wedding Chapel. Spend your wedding cash to go Burning Man. You can still get hitched. We're gifting legal matrimonial services. I got married in Vegas.
You did?
Yeah, my wife and I got married in Vegas.
How long were you guys together before you got married?
12 years.
Oh, shit.
And it was like one of those things where, like, you know, we're about to go on a trip, and my wife's like, who am I? I'm nobody, you know?
Oh, right.
And then we ended up, all our friends, we ended up going, like, seven or eight people as a group going to Vegas. So I'm like, hey, let's do it.
And would you go into one of the little chapels?
Yeah, went into the chapel, and, you know, it was great, dude, because we got, you know, we went there, and I had a bunch of people there. Because you ended up having, like, 20 people, because people went to the, people went, they were planning on the trip, and then people went because of that.
Oh, so you had planned beforehand that you're going to get married in Vegas.
Yeah. But, you know, about a month or two, we said, we're going to Vegas, let's do it. So we did it, and then we had a bunch of people there. Then we walked, my wife had her, you know, it wasn't a big gown, it was just a nice white dress, not a jacket and stuff. And we went to Smith-Wolensky's.
Oh, yeah.
And we got trashed.
Fun.
Right after. And then we went to see David Spade at Mirage, and I fell asleep.
I was about to say he was doing his stand-up because you were wasted, not because David Spade.
Not because he's not funny. But it was we felt bad. And my buddy Mike and Jess bought us the tickets for that. So I'm like, I'm falling asleep there. I got the concrete cap and my head's going. I'm like, oh, I got to wake up. I feel bad. Jess and Mike, and, you know, they bought us tickets. Meanwhile, I look at them. They're asleep.
Right.
And they're still sleeping watching David Spade.
Did Elvis marry you? That's what Jeff
Anderson. No,
it was just a little chapel.
It was funny, though. I sweat like. I had a jacket on, a shirt, you know, a nice shirt and everything, jacket. But the minute you start doing the vows, I turned into a human sprinkler. Like I just started sweating. Yeah. And you could see like my buddy in the, when the bat in the, was watching, he's like, I saw the wet spot come through the jacket.
Wow.
That's how bad it was. So,
it's a tense moment.
Yeah. So go out to Burning Man sometime, maybe next year.
I do. I'm going to next August.
But if you're going to do it, don't run through the flames.
I will not. I will not try to be Burning Man. I'll just go and see Burning Man.
Yes. Yeah, I'm trying to remember if it was a chick or a dude who married us. I think it was a woman.
Nice.
But, you know.
Oh, my God. Do you hear Nico snoring?
Is that him snoring?
Yeah.
He's dreaming of that big poop he took. Here's a story. Japan's Princess Meiko. Giving up royal status to marry a commoner. Can you imagine? You're a princess of Japan? I didn't know Japan had princesses.
Yes.
I mean, I've heard of Japanese princes.
I mean, they don't probably recognize her. Yes, they're the Jewish princesses, but the Japanese don't recognize her as a princess.
Well, Japanese Emperor Akihito's older grandchild, Princess Meiko, says she is getting married to her university classmate who won her heart with bright smiles and sincerity and probably a big penis. You imagine that's what's got to take you away from
or
royalty.
An effective penis. At this point in my life, I realize it's just the effectiveness.
The effectiveness? It's not about the size?
No. So, I mean, you don't want anything like, you know, you want to know like it's there.
Micropenis.
Right. You don't want a micropenis, which
like what
is
would
a real
be too,
thing.
What's too small? Like 2.5?
I'm
inches?
Not a good one to go by because...
Do you ever have a guy with a micropenis or a little penis?
Not the micro, but very little.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. Really? I'm happier. I mean, I'm happy now because now I'm with someone with a...
Yeah.
I shouldn't talk about that, but.
Way to go, Dean.
Oh, I don't know what you're doing.
Big old. I always found that guys with the name Joe or Johnson or John and D with Dick, anything like Dick.
Yeah.
You know, they have some reason they got a big old girthy cock.
Yeah, I'm oh, shit. But yes, I have had smaller and it was okay. Like I said, I enjoyed it, but I know a lot of women, like, no, they want, like, a...
And they also say too big can be bad sometimes.
Too big can definitely be bad.
Right.
Well, you know why too big is bad? Because, A, it can hurt, and then when you have someone who's too big, you're like one and done. You can't really enjoy it. Like I said, it's painful. Plus, you're not gonna be getting a lot of head if you're really like that big, because you know it hurt. Like you can't.
Yeah. I know. Trust me. I know. I got a big old. I'm not kidding. You know, it's average. It's wide. It's, you know.
But in this particular, with the princess, I think she's a really smart girl, because I could tell you, if I were to win the lotto this week,
right?
But it meant like things would change with the relationship that I have,
right?
I'd rather just not have the lotto.
Really?
And I think she probably has that insight. Yeah, you want to be with someone who, like, money's great.
Yeah, but people
have been... Princess money's even better.
You would think.
But, you know, being with somebody who you like being with and who shows up for you, like, and is a good friend, maybe that's what she found in her classmate.
Well, she said she loved his smile.
Yeah, you know, smile.
Smile.
That's very...
He smiles like the sun.
It's very vanilla.
Isn't that part of a heart song? Smile like the sun, kisses roaring in.
Wait, I'm just... What? Yeah, Jeremy Barracuda. Wet at the beach.
Oh, that's my joke. doing sand art.
Oh, thank you, Adam Hayes.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, that's why Jeff drives that big tractor. It's not because he needs his
right.
Model N. He's just a big penis.
He just needs something to haul that thing around.
Mako's 83-year-old grandfather, Emperor Chito, is expected to abdicate in late 2018. He'll be succeeded by his eldest son, Crown Prince Naruhito. Mako does not qualify as a woman, aren't allowed to succeed the throne. She'll lose her royal status after marrying the commoner. And she'll also lose her Netflix sample.
No more iPhone for you.
Yeah. You need to
get LG. I can't even do Chinese. What is Chinese? Like, I don't know what that was.
You get here.
Oh.
You have a phone. You have a
no
cricket
more iPhone
phone.
For you. You go cricket.
Cricket.
That was better, right?
Yes.
There was a Karate Kid marathon yesterday.
Oh, I love the Karate Kid.
Yeah.
That was like the first moment as a girl where you're like, I want to bang all these dudes.
Right. You got horny from the Karate Kid?
I was young, but I remember having a crush on every single one of them. I mean, I probably wasn't like,
the
I want to bang.
Cobra Kai guys?
Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Ralph Macchio. Was that his name, Macchio?
Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, no, I had a crush on all of them. Posters. Back then we had 16 Magazine. I even had a crush on the Eric Okinawa. Wait, what was his name?
Eric Estrada.
No. Eric. They went to Okinawa.
For the second one.
I don't know. Is that where it was?
Yeah, the Asian guy they get into the ring and they fight.
Yeah,
and
I liked him. Yeah. I wrote fan mail to him.
Did you?
I really did.
Did
I remember
he write back?
It. No.
He's like, I don't understand what you say.
I sent him pictures. That was, you know, that's a lot's changed. You know, now with iPhones and, I mean, with social media, you can just send whatever. But back in my day, you had to write a letter and take a picture and send it to them.
He reminds me of this guy I used to work for. I used to work for a Korean karate school, and they put a gun to my head. At one point in a meeting, it was crazy because I wanted to open my own school, and the guy was an asshole. They thought they were like gangbang.
Yeah, it was like mafia, like
yeah,
the
they
Asian
thought
mafia.
They were the Korean mafia and stuff like that. And when I watched it, reminded him because you know we were supposed to go at it, and he was like, he's a 5th-5th degree Taekwondo black belt. I'm like, I'm a fucking killer, dude. I'm gonna choke him like he's, you know.
I'd be like, really? Well, I'm crazy. What do you think of that? I'll do anything.
You got black belt. I got crazy belt.
You got black belt. I'm nuts.
And there's a big. I always find it funny. Like, I went to go watch some kid I know was training. He's like, I'm gonna come by my school because I was thinking about starting to train again. And I went to go check out the school. And I always judge a school by when I watch the black belts.
Yeah.
And watch how bad or good they are. And there was an adult black belt class, and they were horrible. I'm like, you can't give a person a black belt that can barely kick above their knee.
Right.
I mean, there's certain limitations if they do it, whatever, but this person was horrible. So I'm going to start training. By the way, stay tuned on Facebook Live. I'm going to start doing some training sessions of me punching and kicking the bag just to put things in perspective. Now, speaking of potential damage, Frankfurt defuses massive World War II bomb after evacuating 60,000 people.
Who did this?
Can you imagine? In Germany, they found this bomb from World War II, this huge ass bomb. And it could blow up at any time. German explosive experts defused a massive World War II bomb.
Do you hear Nico? Oh, that's my phone.
Oh, he's
trying to do Nico snoring.
Nico sounds like an iPhone beeping.
It is beeping.
World War II bomb in the financial capital of Frankfurt on Sunday after tens of thousands of people were evacuated from their homes. The compulsory evacuation of 60,000 people was Germany's biggest such maneuver since the war, with more than 1,000 emergency service workers helping to clear the area around the bomb, which was discovered on a building site last week.
Is this a true story?
Yes. Yeah, it's true. The all-day effort took longer than planned, but officials expressed the relief that residents would start returning home before sundown and that the operation wouldn't disrupt business on Monday.
We don't want to have this nuclear disaster affect work on Monday.
That's right. More than 2,000 tons of live bombs and munitions are discovered each year in Germany, more than 70 years after the World War II.
Listen to him.
Yeah, it's like a car when you take it to the shop. It makes this noise when I turn, and it never fucking makes a noise.
It's not doing it.
He's not following direction, Nico. Come on, be man's best friend.
I just woke him up. Duh.
Oh, well.
How is he going to snore if I wake him up? I'm so stupid sometimes. Sometimes. All right, anyway.
What are you going to do?
Back to Germany.
Yeah, well, listen. Authorities put up drug dealer's sneakers collection for sale. I bet he had some nice sneakers, drug dealer.
Did they hang them over the electric wires to sell them?
I don't think you're going to be throwing like $800 Nikes.
Isn't that what that means, though? Is that what that means when you see the sneakers hanging over the electrical wires, that there's a drug dealer there? Or is it a gang killing? I've heard a couple things. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know. I didn't know what it signified. I thought it meant like it's a bad neighborhood. Like, you know, like when you see when you drive into certain cities and they have the beige lights instead of white lights. City
yeah, but
lights,
you know
that means
what,
it's a
you
high
know, like
crime
the
rate.
Sneakers, though. You ever see the sneakers hanging over the electric wires? What is that?
I thought that meant somebody died there or something.
That's what I thought. It either means you could buy drugs. I've heard you could buy drugs there. Somebody died there, like a gang thing.
Right. Newark, Ohio, Central Ohio County is selling off an assortment of collectible sneakers seized from a convicted drug dealer. Columbus Dispatch reports that 67 boxes of confiscated footwear up for sale. Bids will be accepted through September 15th on the website of Licking County, officials say. Proceeds will be used to fund drug investigations by Licking County. Law Enforcement Task Force actually found the sneakers.
And by drug enforcement, our pockets. Right?
Yeah. The name brand shoes range in size from 10 to 12. Good, I wear 11. The 48-year-old Newark man who owns sneakers received 11 years in prison last month after being convicted of possessing more than half a pound of cocaine and 100 pills containing deadly opiate fentanyl.
Oh, man, that just sounds like a fun night.
Yeah. Well, you can't wear your sneakers.
That's
the one problem.
That's a night at Ciro's house.
That's right. That's why he's sleeping in. Oh, I forgot to set my alarm.
And by forget, I mean I just got home.
Yeah. Now, here's a story. I read this last week, didn't think it was interesting, but mystery continues after removal of object off beach. Now, this is, I think it was in New Jersey, where was it again? They found, Rhode Island. Questions are still swirling after mysterious object was removed from the waters of Rhode Island Beach. The circular metal object was taken out of the waters off East Beach in Westerly by an excavator Thursday. It's much bigger than originally thought. That's what I always tell my girlfriends.
All right, that's what we all say.
Peter Brockman, president of the East Beach Association, tells the Westerly Sun he hopes someone who sees a media report about the object knows what it is. Before it was removed, the best guess is what it was called, an acoustic Doppler profiler to monitor currents. That device is about 4.5 feet long, but this object removed Thursday is about twice the size.
I'm going to go with UFO.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Roswell.
I'm going totally UFO, probably something involving Trump. What else can we blame?
Maybe it's a bomb from Germany that they forgot to clean up.
Illuminati, yes. I think, or it could be, nothing.
Right. It could just be, it could be like, it could be one of God's ornaments from his tree. Like it fell off the big Milky Way Christmas tree.
Right. It might
just fell. It's just an ornament. That's all.
It's just
a universal ornament.
Maybe it's from that plane that disappeared that nobody could find. And where was that? In Korea? North Korea?
Yeah, like Malaysia.
Malaysia. Malaysia it's Air the flight. Malaysian plane.
You remember we kept having missing flights all of a sudden, just people flying off into nowhere?
Wasn't there? There was something that just came out too about, was it Amelia Earhart, that maybe she didn't get lost?
Yeah, but that photo was proved to be
shot down.
Incorrect.
Oh,
it was just that she was alive, and she landed, and she was kept like kidnapped, like they kept her.
Oh, is that what the story was?
Something like that.
I only get my news on my phone now. I don't really watch the news anymore.
You don't watch the news?
Not so much. I just get breaking headlines because I got so tired of the. Just political stuff.
Well, here's a guy that should pay a little more attention. Man accused of robbing bar during a police party.
Wait, robbing what?
A bar. Now, who goes to a bar and robs the bar?
He went to the bar and robbed the bar during a police party.
Now, wasn't it in a TV or movie? Some guy goes in there. He's like, you gotta be the stupidest motherfucker. Guy walks in and it's where cops, retired or cops go. It's a cop bar.
Yeah, no, that's like, yeah.
Well, in Baltimore, where there's a lot of ignorant people.
Baltimore, that's where I'm from.
Is it? Well, you're not there anymore, see? The police response time was quicker than ever. Two men were arrested after police say they robbed a bar outside Baltimore while off-duty officers were there for a police retirement party.
You know, that doesn't surprise me because, like I said, I am from Baltimore, and I was laughing because a few weeks ago, while everyone else was celebrating the end of summer,
right,
having festivals in their city, doing all kinds of things, Baltimore was having their... Nobody kill anybody weekend.
Supposedly the news said the man demanded cash from everybody, registered at the bar Tuesday evening while a group of officers gathered for a longtime sergeant's retirement. Baltimore County Police spokesman Corporal Sean Vincent says 21-year-old Joseph McInnes and 22-year-old Tyree McCoy face armed robbery and other charges. They don't have an attorney. They don't have much of a brain, it would tell you, at this moment, too, as well.
They better be careful in Baltimore. The cops.
Yeah.
They'll
won't,
kill you.
They won't use tasers.
They'll kill you.
Well, against pub
back
owner.
In the backseat, you'll just show up to the prison dead.
That's right. Pub owners say it's the odd that someone would attempt to perform a robbery because the precinct station is across the street.
Oh, well, you know, the Baltimore City Police Station is located on what they used to call the block. I don't know if it's still called the block, but there
right.
was a whole strip of strip clubs and joints like that. And then right at the end of the street was the police station, which was ironic because you had like prostitution and everything. All the prostitutes were down on the block right where the police station was.
Well, they were the happiest police that we know.
Easy access.
By the way, Paul Chrissy, thanks for watching us on Facebook Live. Had a great he was on a bike ride. It was funny, and he had a woman walking a dog that had the hugest tits I've ever seen. Looked like Morgana.
Morgana?
Yeah, you go to Paul Chrissy's Facebook page. This lady's got, I mean, unbelievable sized tits. And he took a nice photo of it, so thank you for that. With that said, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
It's been a fun one, Labor
I want to thank
Day.
Jen for joining us today.
Yeah.
Jen Hellman and Nico for joining us today, who, I don't know if you're going to, are we going to bid a goodbye to the show? Because you got so much stuff going on.
I am. I'm going to be gone for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I'll be home for a few days, and then I'm gone for another 3 weeks.
Well, there you go. By the way, also on the show, watching here on Facebook Live, was Julie Baez, who may want to make a return.
Yeah. Hey, Joel.
Come out on a Monday, a couple Mondays. So if you're a comic in a local area, let us know. We are auditioning people for the Monday shows here. But if you know, let me know, message me or something like that. Don't
can
cry.
Can I still come back as a guest?
Yes, you could be a guest, of course. Anyway, that's all I have time for. Don't forget, tomorrow in the studio will be regulars, Peter Leonard and Elgin David, who, by the way, our shows on Tuesday. These two, we're getting a lot of press on this stuff because, you know, Peter and I argue all the time, which is kind of funny. Don't miss that. We also will have a special show this Wednesday. Uncle Larry Reeb, Chicago comedy legend, who's going to be our headliner at Wise Guys Comedy Show this Wednesday night. Don't forget that, Wise Guys Comedy Show. Myself, I'm a host. Who's my fucking middle? Derek Furtado, very funny guy to Rhode Island, is going to be here. He's doing some spots at Off the Hook Comedy Club with Ralphie May this week. So
oh,
if
I
you
love Ralphie May.
Yeah, he's going to be at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples. If they don't get the fucking
if
hurricane.
If they don't get slammed by Irma.
Yeah. And I don't know why I'm blanking out.
That's the sound you make when you think.
I'm trying to blank out on my damn feature
character
all of a sudden this week. Akeem Woods from Orlando is our feature this week. By the way, I'm going to be, again, if everything goes well, I'm going to be at the Elks Lodge in Delray Beach this Saturday night with Nadeem Awad. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. I'm going to be in Grand Rapids. I'm going to be in Vegas. I'm going to be in Chicago. I'm going to be in New York in October. So go to those for more dates. Thanks for listening, guys. And we'll be back tomorrow right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled through the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination to the door to the world. Journey of a thousand lifetimes.